Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The absolute madman. Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable gentlemen. You've got me, Tommy Dasilo. You've also got
Ben Vanel. Feeling a little punchy tonight, guys.
Real good.
Ready to rock.
And who's the third one rounding out this trio?
My name's Adam Knox. I'm full.
Yeah, we just got dinner delivered to the house.
Yes.
It's all to my house. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't all live in one house.
We don't live in the filthy casuals.
We sleep in bunk beds like the monkeys, or the same bed like the monkeys.
Did the monkeys all sleep in the same bed?
I think so.
The bunkies.
You know what I think's weird?
What?
This podcast so far. You know those like promo shots of Friends where like all the characters are in the same bed?
And they're all, yeah.
Don't you think it's weird when they do like promo shots like that for a show where you're meant to like believe that those are the characters in the show?
Yeah.
Doing some weird thing for
Man,
a photo?
Man, Friends had the best ones of them. Like they've got all six of them dressed as cowboys on this really long horse. It's like, it's a limo horse and they're all sitting on it like as though it's normal. Like they're all drinking out of the same milkshake.
But in reality, that would be a crazy mutant horse.
You'd have to get six different horses, I think. Or at least three.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you reckon you can double up?
You really dropped down there. You went from half the number of horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I reckon you could, like, maybe give Matt LeBlanc his own one because he's going to go the fastest and everyone else is going to get scared.
Is Joey still going?
Yeah. No. Joey's done. He's on Top Gear now.
No, it's still going.
But he's doing Top Gear as the character of Joey.
Didn't Joey end up going for longer than Friends?
No.
Are you sure?
I think you're thinking of Frasier.
No.
I have to get Frasier and Joey.
Joey
mixed
is
up.
The longest running live action sitcom.
Yeah. I agree with Ben.
I don't want to get involved in this riff.
Too late, why, baby.
Why not?
Because it's incorrect to the IMDb database that I have memorized. Oh.
This is something that would happen on an episode of Joey. In fact, I think I saw this on there last week.
No, there's been too few episodes of Joey.
New episode.
No, this is a spec script that I'm submitting to Joey. This is the show that's still running.
The problem with Joey
that
is
great.
That
move to Hollywood. And that is the thing. When you try and get writing work on a show, you have to send them script of that show. No, sorry. You have to send them people's writing packages that they put together for writing work in Hollywood. This is extremely behind the curtain. Mm. And many could argue, who gives a fuck? Mm. But I'm in now. I'm going to keep going.
Nobody's interested in Hollywood.
You have to put in an original pilot script of your own and also a spec script for a show that already exists.
Yep.
And they recommend not doing it for the show that you're applying on.
Like a lot of people do Seinfeld ones and Simpsons ones
so
and stuff. Yeah,
but what if your spec script was for a show that had been cancelled after like two episodes?
I think that's great. I might write a Joey spec script.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because you guys both read it, that thing that went around last week about the guy who wrote the 9/11 Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Let's everyone just have a crack at a different sitcom and how they would have taken on 9/11.
But yeah, exactly. How Joey would have taken on 9/11. Joey accidentally caused it somehow is what would have happened.
No, but they all have to, it's all part of a shared universe. So it's still, you have to adhere to the rules of Kramer's friend with his box cutter.
Okay.
So that's like, that's known. In the universe
that's
of Joey.
That's 9/11 canon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had some delicious hamburgers delivered to the house.
They were good.
You both got thick shakes as well, which I thought was a pretty wild move, all things considered. Yeah.
Well, I was really thirsty. And
this is what, mate, when questioning you getting a milkshake, you went, I want liquid.
Yeah, I want fluids.
a shake is...
If only they'd invented some way to ingest fluid that wasn't melted ice cream.
I know what you're
going to
say, Tommy. A shake
up.
Is like the closest thing to a solid a liquid can be.
Yes.
But I enjoyed it.
Is
I
that
got
just
a
really passive-aggressive way of you asking me to get you a glass of water? Oh, if only there was some fluid here. Guess I'll just have to get a milkshake.
Yes, and I haven't seen any water show up yet.
Well, my bottle here is quite full.
Mm.
I got a large milkshake as well because I wanted to one-up Ben.
Yeah. Mm.
And I did, but now I feel very sick.
And I feel a bit sick, but like in a good way. The way you should feel after a burger and shake.
No.
I just don't know how you guys do it. Comedy, I mean.
Yeah.
the reason we're all hanging out together before we recorded this.
Apart from being friends.
Well,
the great sitcom.
In spite of not being friends.
Yes.
No Man's Sky came out today
in
Australia, in this great country. Greatest country on earth, I reckon. What do you guys think?
Have you been to Portugal?
No.
Me neither.
I reckon the country's gotten way worse lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not going to go into it. But
what are your thoughts on political correctness?
I reckon I've gone mad.
No Man's Sky came out today. You guys came around a little early. We're doing one of these day one impressions episodes, which we've done. I think this is like the third one of these that we've done.
Yeah, we did Far Cry Primal, Uncharted 4, and now this.
Mm. So
the big three.
We went in. The game starts with you crash landed on a planet and... I thought what was cool about it initially was that, the whole thing of this game is everything is randomly generated.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opening thing of the game, knowing that right out of the gates that this was a completely unique experience to you, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go, you know that you're not just following an easy, well-worn path in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There's actually a sense of like... exploration and the unknown,
which
I thought was really cool.
So you dipped in a little bit before we arrived.
Well, so I got it this afternoon, and then I went to start playing it, and then I realized it was probably better to wait for you guys to do it all fresh. And so the game had literally just loaded when I realized that. So I got a glimpse of the planet that I would have had, which I have to say. Way better than the one that we got.
Yeah.
The one that we got was real shitty.
Yeah, real tough. Very radioactive.
Yeah.
Lots of angry critters. It was,
so not shitty in like a design way or whatever. Like not
just bleak. The other one was real nice. Yeah. It was kind of like a nice way to start the game.
But this was like you're in a fucking alien planet.
But again, I think that's what's cool about it. I feel like if I had played that other level, I would have had a different feeling about the game.
Yeah.
Right out the gates, I would have been like, oh, this is really pretty. This is beautiful. It was like really lush green grass and like nice trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the one that we're on was like just real kind of rocky and felt very kind of ominous and foreboding. And like I think that is really cool. Like that how you feel about the game within the first 10 minutes is completely randomized.
Yeah.
So I think initially like it throws you in the deep end.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You don't
definitely.
Get any tutorial. I kind of roamed around not knowing what to do.
Well, you got lost in a cave straight away.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, you are on the edge of falling asleep, I feel like.
Oh, man. Honestly,
I've never seen you this comatose.
All of this food and this milkshake has made my body go, well, that's the end. Time to shut it down. We've done as much as we can here.
You had more energy after an 8-hour drive to Canberra last weekend
than you do right now. That jazzed me up a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. You showed up to a gig and you wouldn't stop annoying me.
Yeah. I was jumping around. Because, sitting in a car all day.
We'll hop in the car and then we'll start this podcast again. you get thrown in the deep end. And
initially, it throws a lot of stuff at you in terms of like visual, like symbols and text and like tool tips and handy hints. And
lots of menus showing up straight away.
And I get very overwhelmed by that kind of stuff. Mm. Like I always kind of feel like, oh, I've got to, because sometimes you never know like how much of stuff you're going to have to remember versus how much it's going to prompt you.
Totally.
Especially when a game just starts. So I kind of get freaked out and go, oh, fuck, have I got to read all this and take all this in?
Or does it
sort of not matter that much? Is it going to prompt me? And I have to say, and I kind of feel like this is kind of an overall thought as well.
Mm.
I really enjoyed playing it with you guys here.
Mm.
We did Uncharted 4 a couple months ago. Mm. And that was, we kind of all basically kind of sat here in silence because we wanted to hear what was happening with the story. And
whoa.
We were kind of entranced by it. Whereas it's been really fun just being dickheads to each other while we're playing it and making stupid comments. I mean, it'll be interesting to catch up with this again in a future episode. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it playing it by myself.
I think it's going to be totally different. Because with something like a Far Cry or something like that, after you finish the story and you are just roaming around, it would be fun to have friends around and just like go around shooting guys' heads off and shit like that.
Ah, blow up that pig over there.
Yeah, and all that just stuff. Like talking through it. But because I think this doesn't even have a story to get through.
No.
It's more like, I think Solo, it'll be more calm and quiet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Relaxing. And like from what we heard, the score was pretty like, it, sometimes we're quite loud and overbearing, but also sometimes like quite peaceful.
It's a little like Vangelis.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, like Blade Runner. Like very, yeah, synthy kind of 80s sci-fi.
So we did the first bit on that first planet where you basically go around finding it. That's kind of how it teaches you how to...
Yeah, you got
to
build your ship again.
Yeah, you got to mine stuff out of the planets. And then, yeah, what did we do? We kind of, we flew into that space station thing.
Yep.
We explored around there a little bit and then we explored two more planets. We had a lot of fun raising each other about how... Shit, we are at flying the plane.
I will say
plane.
Yeah.
At one point, you referred to one of the vehicles as a car as well.
Yeah. Simpleton.
That fucking Skyhorse.
It's. I found it genuinely difficult to fly the plane.
It was. It was a little weird at first.
Yeah.
It
remained weird.
Controls in general are a bit complicated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. You're having to keep track of a lot of different things like the level of radiation you're taking in. Yes.
I think the fact that we randomly spawned on that planet made it more difficult than if it was a planet with oxygen and no radiation.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be worrying about that stuff.
No. But I do wonder if it's in that first planet, if it's making you...
Yo, here's what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise you're not going to...
But you'd come across it at some point anyway.
Yeah, well, that's how I felt with, like, all of the ore, you know, like the iron ore and the plateau, whatever. Like, some of them weren't relevant to you, but they're all popping up and you're like, well, what does this do? And after a while you have to just be like, well, that's not relevant to me.
That freaks me out in games too. Like, I'm a big early on, I kind of feel like you've got to grab everything.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, RPGs and stuff, because it's like, I'm going to get bit in the ass when I get a bit down the line and I need this thing.
Yeah. And
like,
it is sort of giving you general directions in the bottom corner. It's like, hey, rebuild this, and then you can sort of figure out that, oh, I need 25 iron for this.
Yeah.
And this thing has the word iron over it, so I'm going to shoot it
and
get some iron. But it was quite a lot to take in at first. But
the thing, because we were like pointing stuff out to each other and helping out. And I'm sure if we were doing it solo, it might have taken a little bit longer.
Yeah. Nah, I reckon I'd have been quicker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I reckon I'd have just done it straight away.
Slowing you down.
I think it was pretty fucked how bad you guys were at it, and and my big milkshake.
I think Tommy was pretty bad at it.
I'm pretty bad at it. Hey, I've never claimed to be good at video games on this podcast. Yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I don't think that. I think that it's especially like when you go to the first space station, there's all this trading stuff and it's not quite clear what everything does. It's not clear what you're trading towards.
Yeah,
there's all these aliens you can't really communicate with.
We were debating whether to buy a new ship. And then all of a sudden, the ship just fucked off on us.
Yeah.
The ship also costs like $1.5 million space dollars.
Yeah. Make him an offer.
I'll give you fucking 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about it so far. I kind of always think it's weird when, like, outside knowledge of the making of something is meant to influence how you feel about the product.
Yeah.
So, for example... Spawning on that planet to start with, like I said, it's cool because you're aware that it's randomly generated and you know that you're having a unique experience. But if you didn't know that, like if you didn't know that, oh, this is what's cool about this, would it still be as cool?
That's a good point. And like the thing of going, oh, so this is the path to the center of the galaxy, which is like what we all knew we needed to get to because we'd heard them say that that's the goal.
Yeah.
It never actually said that anywhere.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
And like it doesn't really tell you what to do, which I think is also part of what they want is for you to just get lost.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it is always a weird thing when, your knowledge of the creation of something is meant to buy it points because it's sort of like, it's like the thing of going, oh, well, I have to like this because a lot of people worked very hard on it for a long time.
Yeah.
But then that just applies to, like, you can just give everything a free pass.
Yeah.
If that's how you're going
to
think. But,
I think that one thing to remember is, like, this wasn't a AAA game. Like, this is built by an indie developer.
That's what's so weird about it is that it's been turned into this huge launch. And, I mean, when it was first getting talked about, I honestly always just thought it was going to be a digital-only thing. Like, just an eShop thing for... $20
or
something.
As well.
Like,
I think like that initially that
they
is
definitely
what they
did. Just like Sony in particular saw how much people were into it, and so took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
and maybe to the detriment of public opinion of the game eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because a lot of, like, I've kind of avoided reading too much pre-release stuff.
Yeah.
But the guys who got the early copies and stuff, you know, they... Because they were so vague, or not vague, but deliberately withheld a lot of information about exactly what the
game
was
meant to be. A lot of sort of winking like, go find out for yourself.
But people kind of put their own ideas onto it, and then they got their hands on it and it doesn't match up to it.
Yeah, whereas, which it never could.
Yeah, whereas I've been, I mean, I haven't really been too invested in it the whole way through. Like, I kind of got excited this week because I was like, oh, that's turning up this week. That'll be fun. That'll be cool to play. But... You know, so whatever's there, I'm like, oh, this is just cool. This looks kind of
fun. Not, you don't have any stakes. You're not going to be really disappointed if it's more of a survival game than an exploration game or whatever.
I do wonder, like, in going back to it by myself, I don't know. I kind of wonder how long it's going to.
Well, you love the linear fucking game design. You like to be pushed along.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to. I like stuff progressing. I like kind of unlocking stuff or there being a sense of like moving on to a next thing. Like I don't know. So far what we've seen, I don't know. I'm still not 100% sure if it's for me.
It does seem like you need to self-motivate a little. And I've seen a little bit of this stuff online with people like, fuck man, you want to talk about like a toxic radiation planet.
Hey guys, just as a side note, it's really coming down out.
Yeah, it's raining quite a lot.
Knox and I both have to get home.
That's all I've been thinking about for the last like 10 minutes while I've been listening to the rain.
I've been thinking, I live like 4 tram stops away and I'm still not happy.
I'm getting an Uber and I'm probably going to throw up this milkshake in it. Like, I genuinely feel quite sick. Taking all of my, like... courage not to just lie down and sleep this off like I've been poisoned in the jungle.
Do you want to do this podcast while lying on the floor?
Oh,
I think you feel better.
You know, that's how
I think it'd be good for the podcast.
No, it might be. That's how Tom York recorded The Bends, the song. Yeah, he was lying down, he was really drunk, and he lay on the floor
by his own music.
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry, I cut you off just to talk about the weather.
The rain, yeah. No, that's all. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, people on the internet being shitty about it. But they're about everything, and who gives a shit? Like, that shouldn't affect your enjoyment of something either way.
True. Yeah.
So I read Polygon's, like, initial piece. And so it was a guy who, by his own admission, hadn't been following much of the press.
Yep.
He admitted it?
Yeah. Well, he's a journalist. He's a games journalist. I thought that was a weird thing to admit.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really know about this case, but I reckon this OJ guy seems all right.
Yeah. But so he went in, he played a bit, and he put up a initial thoughts thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like he probably had a similar experience to us. So it sounded like he spawned on a pretty harsh planet.
Yep.
He died, didn't apparently.
Didn't we all spawn on a harsh planet here?
Oh, baby, tell me about it.
Political correctness has gone mad.
So he died?
Apparently he died once, yeah. Which, like...
Don't we all? Huh.
Yeah.
Political correctness has gone mad. Anyway.
We tried, like, we did our best to die. Like, we came pretty close. Like, jumping off cliffs and shit.
Hey, let's give credit where it's due. It was all me. I was getting fucked up by some little...
There were like praying mantis things.
Now, here's what I want to know. The creatures, are the creatures randomly generated
as well? Yeah,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
From like a set of like Lego bricks, basically.
Yeah, sure, of course.
So they've made 100 different arms and they can each go on different things in different ways.
Yeah. So, he kind of... The way he described it was not overly positive, but not overly negative. Like he... was like, oh, my impressions are that it's more about like survival and resource gathering and balancing inventory and stuff like that than pure exploration. It's more about having to manage your ability to explore.
Which that's is true. Yeah. Which we've found big time so far.
Yes.
Which, with expectations.
I mean, you have this beam that you use to mine stuff.
Yep.
And that runs out and you need other stuff to charge that.
You need to keep oxygen in your tank and shields and all this shit.
Yep. Yeah.
And weirdly, like, that's a big thing in a lot of indie games at the moment. Mm. Although I nearly said Indian games.
I heard that.
I don't know what games come out of India. But
cricket.
With indie games, there's a lot of survival things. And so... It's weird, the expectation thing of if this had just been some indie game that popped up.
Yes.
You'd have gone, oh, a survival game again.
Yeah. And cool, they've done the random procedurally generated.
Yeah.
That's the hook. But, yeah.
The random thing, I still don't know how I feel about. I mean, we were coming in on a planet that just looked kind of shitty, and it's kind of, again, I think the tech is cool, but I kind of just wish I was playing through something that someone's clear vision, which you could still like. I mean, it still is, but you know what I mean?
I like the idea of a whole bunch of space being boring. Like, I like in Mass Effect 1, I really liked landing on those random planets and just seeing bullshit for ages. Yeah. You know,
well, I think this is what it is too. This is kind of a part of it too, is that he, what's his name?
Sean Murray?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah.
He there was a thing that went out online of like a note that he included with a bunch of like review copies of
it. Yeah, I read
and
that
it's
today.
Extremely earnest, kind of like
him
basically freaking out and going, "I've worked on this for 5 years and now it's just out and there's nothing I can do about it anymore. It's out of my hands. I just have to hope that you enjoy it and maybe people will hate it, but who knows?" And he basically says, "You know, when I was a kid, I would kind of like." He grew up in Australia. He grew up in the outback.
He said, look up at the stars.
Look up at the stars and just imagine all of it out there and how cool it would be. And so I hope this is like part of, you know, fulfilling that for you.
Now,
I never had that. I've never given a fuck about, do you know what I mean? Like, I've never, so mate, like,
he's
a curious
feeling
of what
person.
Inspired him to do it is kind of.
Well, I not as much as some people, sure, but I'm keen on the space stuff and I was always interested in that and astronomy. I almost said the wrong word.
India. Oh, you're going to say astrology?
Yeah. But like constellations and like even, just like space stuff I've always been interested in.
Right.
I've always been interested in the kind of stories that are more about escapism and about like different worlds and different like narratives that are like taking you away, fantasy, sci-fi stuff.
See,
I've always
I'm not running
loved.
Away, Ben. I face up to the problems in my life.
And how is that going?
Oh, no good. Pass me that milkshake.
No. I'm going to finish it. I'm not letting this fucking milky bastard beat me.
Milky Way.
But so then we found a couple of outposts where because based on the kind of the whole nature of it being, you know, an exploring kind of thing and survival, I was kind of surprised when we found these little guys that you can talk to and that you interact with, and there seems to be, you know, a degree of an objective kind of in there.
Yep. That kind of reminds me more, now that I think of it, of the kind of dogfighting, space combat kind of games of the like late 90s and like the ones they've tried to bring back. Like, what's the big one, the Kickstarter one? Star Elite? Citizen or something?
Oh, Star Citizen.
So where it is more just about flying around, trading stuff, going to outposts. That whole like outpost guy with like three dialogue options things is a very...
Yeah, right.
Very like, that's a trope of this genre.
Right, right.
I didn't expect to see that so soon.
Don't see many of your kind around here. That sort of dialogue.
Like three options and like...
I get many people out here in the waste zone.
Shut up, buy Iridium.
Yeah,
exactly. 300
Leave conversation.
Worth. Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
As you walk away down the hall.
Yeah. And so we got a bit of that. We got a bit of the fact that you can't actually speak their language, so we picked up like one word.
We got give, and then we got high.
Oh yeah!
So we can say all we need to, baby. What's intergalactic for 420?
I don't know.
No, tell me. I'm asking you.
It didn't seem to be that much of an impediment not knowing the language.
Yeah.
Right. Like we kind of
like those. You find these like little what are they called? Knowledge bases
stones.
Or knowledge. And it gives you a word, but. I don't quite get yet what you're doing.
I think
how should we store the information of surrounding our language? What about a huge obelisk, one for each word?
Yeah.
But you know what's going to be interesting is now you guys going away and playing this for a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll both have different experiences to what we just had and what I'll continue to have. So I think when we talk about this next episode, we'll have a lot more kind of varied kind of stuff to say.
There's more stuff. The Atlas thing is something that's, I think it's like a guide, a vague sort of guide through the game.
It looked like you could choose whether to have that or not.
Apparently there are actual like, not story, but like specializations. Like you can, I'm not sure how structured it is, if it's in the game or if it's just like a guide, but like be a trader, be a fighter, be a explorer, be a something else.
I want to be a dancer.
That's definitely in there.
I'm wondering what's going to happen. I think hopefully we'll see, because this whole, it's running on a mathematical thing that's putting this all together.
Mm-hmm.
there's going to be glitches.
Yeah.
They'll have to be, right? Like, yeah. I'm waiting to see stuff of fucked up planets that people find where stuff has just gone fucking haywire.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you one. Earth.
Oh, baby, not again. Not again.
Political correctness has gone absolutely mad.
All right, Pauline, pants down.
I don't know, but what are your? How do you feel about it overall? Just in the hour or two that we played of it, positive.
I think that it is pretty much what I expected.
Yep,
and that's good for me. That's I wanted a sort of narrativeless exploring thing. All the kind of randomness is what I expected. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not crazy, but it's different.
Yep.
From planet to planet, we renamed a couple of things.
Yes.
Or one thing.
Now this is weird. We tried to call a planet the Fuck Palace.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got blocked by the profanity filter.
Yeah. Now what word do you think it picked up there?
I only know the words give and high. It's neither of them.
It's kind of weird that you have this game where you can go.
Freedom is like the point.
Edge of the universe, yeah. And yet you can't name it whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean, political correctness.
Oh boy.
What is it? It's a very Nintendo move of them.
Yeah.
It makes sense because everyone, you'd come across, oh, it's Planet Cunt again.
Great.
That's the universe I want to live in.
I'd love that.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, I'm actually on board with the profanity filter now that you put it that way.
Yeah, it makes people get more creative.
Yeah. But yeah, so I like it.
See, I disagree. I think swearing is creative. I think it's clever. And I think it's funny.
Yeah, there's going to be a million Planet Pepe and whatever, though. Like, that'll be
true. Yeah.
What it turns into instead.
I like it. So far, I like it.
Yep.
Like, I haven't... It hasn't, like... Because it's not a narrative game, it's not like there's going to be a massive, like, crazy, impressive intro.
Yeah.
It was pretty subtle and, like... Yeah, I'm into it so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to play more of it before I really make my mind up, because all the stuff we were doing already seemed to be kind of repetitive.
Yeah.
We played it for less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was the same sort of task again and again.
Yeah.
So I want to sit down with it for... I won't get to play it until Saturday because I'm going to be playing it on the PC and it's coming out later for that.
Yep.
Like 4 a.m. on Saturday. So I'm going to set my alarm, get up early around midday and give it a go. And yeah, I want to play it for like a little bit longer to see
if
it remains in that sort of... That pattern of doing things that it was just then, that I could see that getting pretty dull pretty quick.
Sure, but then we all also already saw the options to like upgrade stuff was there. And
even if it is that sort of thing, it might be the sort of thing where you can put on a podcast and listen to it and play
that
in the background.
That's exactly what I want it for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say, like, as much as I was saying I really enjoyed playing it with the commentary of you two cunts.
Yes.
Planet cunts.
Yep.
You know, there is a degree of it where I'm, not buying in all the way. Like, I'm not investing all the way because I'm, like, having a conversation as I'm doing it and making jokes. Like,
yeah. We got enough out of it to have first impressions.
Yeah.
But not...
Once I go in, it's going to be a different story when I'm, by myself.
Yeah. Are you going to
totally alone.
Reset? Restart?
No.
No?
No, I think I'll just keep going. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah. So with dying.
Yeah.
What I think I read something today where it's like you die, you appear on a space station, your stuff is like where you died.
Okay.
And you have to go back and get it.
Oh, right, okay.
But you retain the same character. It's not like a permadeath thing. It's not like one of those roguelike games where you lose your character.
Right.
Which I kind of was worried that it would be. Because they started to emphasize the survival stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it sounds like it's not like... Yeah, I kind of thought like if you die, you start again. But I don't think
that's
it's that.
What happens in Minecraft, and that's like the template for these survival things that everything uses.
Right.
So I can't say that for sure.
Because like when we were like...
When you die, as far as I know,
yes,
you're immediately judged for your sins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're sent either, if you've been good, Lord Xenu congratulates you with a firm handshake and a fatherly smile.
Mm-hmm.
Spanks you on the butt like you're athletic.
And what if you've been bad?
If you've been bad, he gives you a real greasy look.
Ooh.
And he says, hey, cut it out, son.
Well, I know which one I'd prefer.
Which one?
The bad. Touch you on the butt.
Yeah,
but then it's like to slap you like into the showers. You go on, back to the pavilion.
Oh. Again, that sounds bad.
All right, well then, sin away. But I'm going to keep doing good.
What if this game is a big Scientology?
That'd be fucking awesome if you get to the middle.
This is what we're saying, because there's like there's one thing that was called like a Gek or something.
Yeah.
You're like, what if this is Gex 4?
Yeah.
Like, what if there's a big, because you've been speculating that it's this big, it's that big. Pretty much every planet that's in there, only one person is ever going to find it.
Oh, it, like mathematics, they've said there's like 18 quintillion planets, I think is the number.
Yeah.
Which like, that's a big number.
It's a big boy.
Yeah.
What if, you've been speculating, what if they're, you'd be so tempted to put some prank planet in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Some joke planet.
Yeah. Chuck are like, hey, here's the Ace Ventura planet.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff.
I pray to God that I'm the lucky one. That
oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You show up and, I don't know, what would he say to you? When
again,
you
I mean, that's kind of one of the cool things is being able to, hopefully look and there be see the community of what people have found. And
but then it's really, they've been really weird with all the multiplayer stuff where at first they were like, yeah, and other people will be flying in the universe.
Yeah.
And then over time they've gone, but it's unlikely you'll see them. And now they're basically like, this is a single player game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's strange. And I wonder if, like, down the line, like most games do these days, it's going to evolve and change and they'll, you know, put new stuff in there. And
yeah, or people will set up, you know, like community and player run.
Yeah, on the PC version things, even maybe it'll just turn into, who knows.
Yeah. That is interesting, though, the fact that initially, from my memory, it was like, it's a shared universe. It's all online. Yeah.
I feel like
all of your discoveries are yours, but they relate to other people's and it's...
They
like
started
it's
moving
almost,
away from that.
Yeah. Initially, it was almost like you want to be claiming stuff and naming it and having your section of the galaxy because other people might fly through and they might go, oh, someone's already claimed this.
Yeah.
But yeah, now they're emphasizing the fact that you will almost never see anyone else.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah. Which I don't know, like... I don't know if I care.
Yeah, I don't
you
give
know?
A shit.
Like,
I mean, if
I could go the rest of my life without seeing someone else. And
if the chances of it was slim in the first place,
fuck me
then who cares? But
yeah,
that could have been cool. But yeah, I mean.
Well, because when you think about
it's a lot of fun sitting around the same TV talking about it. Like imagine all being on the same planet fucking around.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, like if you're like, I've never been like a headset multiplayer guy. But if we all were like, hey, let's meet here and let's, I don't know what we'd do. Like,
yeah, come to fuck Palace.
Maybe we'd like fuck up another like gang of guys. We'd like have dogfights in space or something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was initially, because of course it would be the first thing that comes into your head if you're making this game. And they just, it obviously was difficult to
do. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind betting that that's a thing that gets bought in.
Yeah.
Yeah. In like a year's time, I bet they go, here's the everyman's sky and everybody can come in here.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah.
Man, it's a lot more relatable.
Well, I think that's kind of all we have to say on it for now.
I think so.
It's still very early days. I mean, we'll meet back again in a week. We will have all played it and, had more thoughts, had different thoughts.
Yes.
Well,
I'm
who
not
going
to eat before the next one.
Yeah. Should we wrap that up?
Yeah.
Bit of a shorter one, but we just wanted to do this hot off the presses.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know what? If you're send us, your thoughts on it. Mm. Send us any, pics you've got of weird planets you discovered or
just any pics. Yeah,
right.
Just
send
whatever.
Us nudes.
Yeah. Whatever you want to send us.
But if you've like found any like glitches or just your impressions.
Yeah.
Because like
this is
said,
this
like,
is fascinating as to me more than a game, just as a kind of art project thing. I think this whole it's unknown. Something like this hasn't really been done before in a game.
Yeah.
The way it came out, the way people kind of built it up in their heads, the way it was very unclear what it actually was and how that's now going to unfold, I think is fascinating. Something that you don't really see in anything, really.
Well, so when I was reading the Polygon piece, I read the comments, and so some people were like, man, like I just want to explore. I just want to get in a ship and fly. I don't want to have to mine this stuff and get this other stuff. And then responses were like, well, then maybe this game isn't for you and maybe that doesn't matter. Like,
but I will say,
maybe you can't rate that out of 9 or 10
or
whatever.
I kind of agree with that comment in a way, because it's weird to have a thing where there's no objective and you fly around. But also there's kind of these little objectives.
Yeah.
Like for me,
if
I'm
going
to walk around gathering stuff, I kind of want it to be for I then have built a gun that I need to take out this boss or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I would rather just from day dot freely be able to just fly around and fuck around and, not... I don't know. That to me, I so far, I kind of agree that that does seem like a weird line that it's straddling it a little bit. Nox is just on the edge of sleep.
I'm going to... I should tell you as well, I took a bunch of opiates before this.
Oh, okay.
That's what I crushed into my milkshake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
I'm M&M.
Unfair. All right, let's wrap it up there. Filthy Caz Pod on Twitter. Yeah. Filthy Casuals Podcast on Facebook. Filthy Casuals dot podcast at gmail.
Dot pod. Dot pod.
Dot pod. Fuck. Thanks very much for listening to this. And as we say here, every week at the end of Filthy Casuals,
keep on flying those skies, everybody. Oh. Great Lord Xenu will be back one day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.